Hey everyone, it's Loon here. I wanted to do a quick Reiki ASMR session with you guys and also include a little bit of massage. Reiki is a Japanese healing tradition that was made famous by Mikao Osoi. So Osoi Reiki is one of the more common Reiki practices. He's the one who really made it popular. There are others before him that had similar techniques. Unfortunately, I don't have that data with me, but if you are curious, you can always go online and look it up. I am a Reiki practitioner, and I am studying to become a master. And I'm also working with crystals tonight. I am certified for that as well. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that you need to know before we start. Reiki is a hands-on healing system. So what I would be doing is placing my hands either on your body or above. And the point is to, well, there's different reasons, but one of the points is to kind of channel my energy to yours to help boost it, maybe to help take some out that's not needed. Reiki helps for your chakras to be aligned, to go back in working order. When that's the case, usually one feels better holistically. And it also depends on what they're going to Reiki for. It could be for physical pain. It could be for a disease. It could be for mental health, addiction, sleep. So there's a variety of different reasons why people go to have Reiki done. And it is considered a pseudoscience. However, many people have commented and spoke up saying that, you know, they have found it beneficial, that it has changed their life. And I'm one of those people where I've definitely felt a lot better after attending a Reiki session. It's different for everyone, but for me, it's almost like having an out-of-body experience. I felt almost high and so relaxed. Most of the sessions, when they're done, I have to lay down and not get up right away because I'm dizzy and, you know, just feel a little out of it. So I hope I made myself clear and precise on what Reiki is. It's just energy healing using hands, either, you know, close to the body or right on the body, and you're helping to align the chakras to help the energy and flow, which is called chi, of the body. And by doing this, it could really help you holistically. And some people don't believe in chakras, they're energy channels, and that's fine. Some even would say it's a placebo effect, And if that's the case, so be it. If you feel good, fantastic. Okay? So right now, I'm having you lay right down on your stomach first. I have lit a candle already, and I have sprayed the room with sage and lavender to cleanse. And I also have some lavender incense going throughout the room. Lavender is wonderful for sleep, for relaxation, for calm, to help with anxiety. Some even say it's been wonderful in helping with insomnia. So, kudos to lavender. I love lavender anyways. I love the smell. It's weird because a few years back, I really couldn't stand it. But then when I started getting more into the occult and spirituality, you know, lavender and patchouli and ylang ylang was mentioned a lot, and you would smell it in the rooms, and you eventually just get accustomed to it. And now I find it to be very pleasant, and I'll even put a few drops of lavender on myself. And it smells wonderful. It really does. It smells pretty. It's not too strong, not too overbearing. Okay, so you're laying on your stomach. The candle, I want to start with, is a way of intention, a way of what you want to express and get from your session. So I want you to imagine that the candle is right there in front of you. Look at it. Envision the flame moving. And come up with your intention. What do you want from this session? What do you need from this session? Be anything. Just envision that flame. Now close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths in and out. And I encourage deep stomach breathing during this session. So it's not just breathing in and out, but you're breathing from your gut. You're trying to breathe as much as you can in, and try to hold it for 4 seconds. And then release out 4 seconds. So when you're inhaling, you know, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Release, 2, 3, 4. And that may be difficult, and that's fine. Do what works for you. Okay? So, put the candle away here. I hope you're nice and comfortable. And I really, truly hope that this session helps. This is via distance. So the proxy is the audio, the recorder. But if you don't want to believe in that, or if you don't believe in that and you're just using this to relax, so be it. Do what you will. It's your choice. Okay? So we're going to begin with your root chakra, which is by your feet and your legs. Okay? So I already rubbed my hands together to get some heat going, to get the energy going. Okay. And I am placing my hands on your legs. Okay. And trying to, you know, maybe bring you down from whether your head's in the clouds or if you're thinking or worrying too much or if you're always on the go and you feel like you just can't get ahead. This right here is about grounding you back to the real world. Okay, so think of the color red that goes with the chakra root. Okay, so imagine this deep red running through your feet and your legs. I have the tourmaline crystal right on here, right in between the bottom part of your legs. Tourmaline is great for grounding, bringing you back to the real world, bringing you back to a less stressful place, letting you know you got this. It's okay. There's always tomorrow. Try not to worry so much. Easier said than done, I know. But with this crystal here in my hand, I'm trying to unwind a little bit of that over energy that's going on. Balance it just right. Okay. The next one is the sacral chakra, which is your sexual organs. So I will not directly place my hands there, but above. And try to align this energy with the rest of your body. The sexual organs hold trauma, hold pain, hold stress, hold expectations, priorities, and this is both male and female I'm talking about. Or maybe you're lacking in sexual energy and desire. So I could try to help wind some more energy to uplift, to give it a little zing. Imagine the color orange. Perhaps there are some issues with reproductive organs, some pain. Let's help with that too. And the crystals I'm using is Tiger's Eye, which is to help you stay strong, to help you ward off those expectations, those priorities, those anxieties, and the trauma that you may have faced too. Tiger's eye is strong in protection, but also calm with relaxation and providing peace and comfort. And I also have jade, which is used for good luck, for abundance, whether it's in sexual desire, help with getting pregnant, sexual rejuvenation. We're going to move on to the solar plexus, which is yellow. That's your stomach. So this usually goes hand in hand with your heart chakra, you know, following your gut instinct as well as following your heart. And having them connect in a way so that there is a happy medium, something that's more logical and rational to you in your decision making. Maybe you have some digestive issues. Some people hold stress in their gut, anxiety. So my hand is placed here. It's really on your back because you're laying on your stomach right now, but it's connected. Okay. And the crystals that I've used is red jasper, which helps in calming. Helps in relaxing with depression and feeling in despair. It's a really great stone when it comes to the solar plexus. And the other stone I have with it is citrine, which is also used for abundance. So I use this one for solar plexus because, you know, we talked about your gut instinct, your intuition, and connecting with your heart. You know, this is kind of helping you to make the right decision, the right move, that will provide the abundance, the satisfaction that you need, if that makes sense. I hope so. But citrine is usually used for abundance, financial abundance, financial comfort, assistance, comfort in general, but hopefully helping your stomach, your gut, to make the right decisions. Okay? All right. Now we're going to go to your heart chakra, which is green, color green. So envision green. Imagine my hand there. Either adding some more energy to the heart or possibly removing some. Maybe there's just too much going on and that needs to be released. So, for whichever purpose, I'm here to help. And for the crystals, I used rose quartz, which is love, happiness. It's a really soft crystal. It's just gentle, soothing. Perhaps just what your heart needs. And I also used aventurine, which is a green stone. So it matches the chakra. But this also has to do with good luck, good opportunities, helping you to make the right decision, and abundance. So hopefully connecting your solar to your heart, I think it's a great way of having this happy medium, this happy balance. Natural balance that will provide you with making, if not the right decision, better decisions. Whether it's on love, relationships, family, friends, lovers, whatever you need. My energy is here to assist, as well as the crystals to amplify. All right, the throat chakra, which is blue. So feel my hands. Envision the color blue. This is about your voice, your expression. Some of you may be having a hard time with that. Some of you may be too impulsive and say whatever it is, and then afterwards, you're like, shit, I shouldn't have said that. Or maybe not, maybe you won't regret it. But whatever purpose you need the energy here for is, you know, whether it is to help you speak up, to help you with communication, to help you to express not only to yourself, but to others, family, friends, loved ones, coworkers, your boss, teachers. This is also good with writing, too. And I have the tiger's eye crystal for this one. Like I said, it's a great protector. To protect your voice, to not let anyone get in the way or bully you or say otherwise. Let your voice, your thoughts and opinions be heard. Hopefully in a more, you know, constructive way, as opposed to aggressive, possibly assertive. But Tiger's Eye is here to protect your voice and to not let anyone get in the way or tell you otherwise. And it's also gentle too, to help with maybe speaking, with connecting, to help with that anxiety, nerves, whatever it may be. So, blue, throat chakra. Okay. We're on to the third eye, brow chakra, which is all about intuition. Third eye, I believe, is your pineal gland. And that back in the day, we were able to use it to discover and learn and know things that we can't really do now at this point, even though I believe it is possible. I think through evolution and through social grooming and, you know, society's changing, the pineal glands went into hiding, maybe discouraged about using intuition, just saying, oh, that's just psychic BS, don't believe that, just use your head. Well, yeah, use your head and use that third eye. Let it be your spiritual guide. Let it be a way to connect to something further, something bigger. A lot of people have intuition. We all do. And some block it because they're scared. And some, they don't want to deal with it. Then others, they'll be amazed. They'll be like, wow, I was right. I was right. And that's all because of your third eye. So, feel my hands, providing the energy that you need to look in deeper, to not be afraid that it's okay. It's there for a reason. And the crystals I used is rainbow fluorite, which is an overall crystal for any possible thing, for any possible issue. It's really good for happiness. Really good also for, you know, reaching more into dreams and the astral planes. It's also about helping you get on track and in balance. That's why I just think of the rainbow, you know, all the colors together. You know, making your body one again. It's holistically healing. All those colors. Now one. And I'm also using the crystal lapetalite. Lapetalite is to help you sleep. and to help you dream. So maybe there's too much intuition going on or too much thoughts in your head. The Petalite is perfect in helping you relax, to calm down, to wind down, maybe kind of turn that intuition off, those thoughts, that mind of yours that keeps on going, and to help you sleep. Color is indigo, by the way. So imagine indigo. Beautiful color. And lastly is your crown chakra, top of your head. Feel my hands here. This is a way to connect to your higher self, to nature, whether you believe in God, Source, Universe, angels, energy, frequencies, lucid dreaming, astral projection, any of that. Your crown chakra is there to connect with something higher. Don't be afraid of it. I know, I've said it before, it's easier said than done. But it can be a beautiful thing, and it can teach you so much. To learn about yourself, to learn about spirituality, the mystery religions, the universe, what your dreams mean, having the ability to lucid dream, I'm using amethyst, and the color is violet. Amethyst is great for lucid dreaming. It's great to connect with your higher self, spirituality, and to help with sleep. Okay. So now I'm going to have you turn around and lay on your back. I'm going to put the crystals away. Hope you feel relaxed, at peace. What am I going to do? I'm going to take selenite, which is a cleanser. The crystal that cleanses all the negative, all the bad. So I'm gonna swipe it through your body, over your body, okay? I'm gonna start from your feet, your root, okay? I'm just circling the selenite. I have two pieces right here, and I'm just circling. Taking away the negative, helping to align. And I'm going up to your sacral, cleansing, balancing, bringing in the positive. Your solar plexus, cleansing, removing the negativity, just the right amount of energy that you need. Your heart cleansing, getting rid of the negativity. Just the amount of energy that you need will remain. Your throat, same thing. Cleansing, removing negativity, unwanted energy, just the right balance. Third eye, cleansing, getting rid of that negativity, just enough balance, just the right amount of energy that you need, and then lastly, your crown. Just circling around your head. So what am I going to do now is I'm going to start from your feet with the selenite and just sweep all the way up to your head. It's like I'm sweeping all the bad stuff. And then I'm going to do from your head to your feet. Sweeping more bad out. So taking it out, taking it out. It's like I'm swishing it away, sweeping it away. It's going away. Okay, and one last time, I'm going to start from your feet again. And this is going to bring all the positive and all the good in and lock it in place with your chakras, and your body, your holistic health. Okay, so I'm pushing. It's like a push, a tug almost to get all that positive energy inside of you. For good measure, I'm gonna just do it one more time. It wouldn't hurt. Pushing in the good. There you go. You should be aligned now, cleansed, hopefully comfortable, sleepy. What I'm going to do to end this is to massage your feet and to massage your hands. And then we'll be done, okay? So just get the circulation back in your feet. Circle ball foot. And the arches. The bottom of your feet. There you go. Get that blood flowing. I'll take my fingers and put them in between your toes. Gently. And then spread my fingers a little bit just to get those toes to stretch and move and to provide even more circulation. Okay. Now we'll go to your hands. Just massage both of your hands to get the circulation back. Take my thumb and rub the inner part of your hand, your palm. And just massage each finger and stretch it. There you go. So I really hope that you found this to be a unique and calming experience. And I hope that it will even help you fall asleep and have nice dreams, possibly lucid ones. And most of all, I hope that if you did use it as a tool, that you feel more aligned, that you feel more energized, but just right. Just feel like everything is just right in that body and mind of yours. And honestly, I recommend that you drink lots of water the next day to just even cleanse your system out some more. This is common with Reiki as well as with massage. So, I definitely tweaked a little bit of your body and put the energy where it needed to be, took it out where it doesn't belong. And, I gotta get rid of possibly a little bit more of the toxins that I couldn't get. So definitely drink lots of water the next day, okay? Cleanse your system. And just because water's great for you. Thank you so much, you guys, for listening. And I wish you a wonderful night, as well as a great night's sleep. Namaste.